Listen to Just the Blues Talking. Ride with Papa D on the Blues Time Machine as we go backtracking to the Delta. Get some more at papa-d.uk.
Slipsliding back to 1958 with Whisperin' Smith, and I tried so hard. Welcome aboard the old blue time machine as we fire up and we go back to the roots of the blues and back to where it all began. Good to have you on board.
Baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going, baby, don't you wanna go? I'm going, don't you wanna go? I'm going, why the chilly wind don't blow? I'm going, baby, what a chilly wind don't blow.
All of a sudden, across the telephone,
I heard, son, let tomorrow come. I said, hurry, son, let tomorrow come. I said, hush,
Somebody keep calling me. I said, hush, hush, somebody calling me. I said, late, late in the night, my baby called me. I said, late in the night, my baby keep calling my name. I ain't got no trifling kid. I ain't got no one, and you got no trifling kid. I said early, early this morning, it was just about 4 o'clock. I said early this morning, just about 4 o'clock. I said early, early one morning, I heard my bulldog bark. It was really in style, arguing in the dark. Tell it all. I said one more drink, baby, make me tell it all.
Hey, it's McMillan, and I'm going. Do you want to go? Yes, indeed, we want to go way back in time, back to the roots of the blues and back to where it all began. Now, Floyd Lee, otherwise known as Theodore Williams. Now, where those two names link, I have no idea. With us from 1933 through to 2020, just a few years ago. And he was an American blues musician and left us, like so many did, a legacy of fantastic tracks. And he was around for quite some time. He was actually a busker on New York's subway railway stations. And he did that for almost 30 years. But thankfully, he also did a bit of recording, like this one.
Left me for another. there's a hole now where my heart belongs. There's no use of me searching. I have to let her go. There's no use of me searching. I have to let her go. There's nothing for her to come back to. Mean blues got me sinking too low.
You know, the Doc and I, we spend an awful lot of time searching and trawling through the internet and the research books to see if we can find the most obscure name in the world of blues. How about this one? Scoodle Dum Doo. Yep, that's what he called himself. His real name was Seth Richard. At least that's what we think it was. And he was around from 1890 to 1943, and he recorded just four tracks. Here's one of them. Broom Street Blues.
When I woke up, Broom Street blues round my bed. I was thinking about my baby so hard, it hurt my weary head. My best gal have left me, and she won't be back no more. My best gal have left me, and she won't be back no more. She may be back in the winter, but she won't be back before.
I hear it, man. I hear it. Let's
I got the Broom Street blues. I've been sweeping all over town.
I made it,
man. I got the Broom Street blues. I've been sweeping all over town. I done swept up the gal I love now. I believe I'll settle down.
Broom Street
got the broom sweep blues. I've been sweeping all over town. I got the broom sweep blues. I've been sweeping all over town. That little bow-legged gal of mine, she don't want no messing around.
Classic blues from legendary artists. We're backtracking to the Delta on the Blues Time Machine. Let's do our featured artist of the week. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Now, this guy, I was attracted to him simply from a photograph. I absolutely love the picture I've got of this great artist, Garfield Akers. Now, he's possibly born James Garfield Eccles, but there's some doubt about that. If you cross-reference in the research books, then it comes up as possibly Garfield Eccles, and then there's James Eccles, and then there's Garfield Akers. So we'll just choose Garfield Akers, and we'll stick with that. He was born in 1908, and we lost him in 1959. He was certainly a blues singer and a guitarist. And he also recorded under the name of Garfield Partee. The reason for that, according to the research books, is because they changed their name to enable them to record outside their initial contract with whatever label they were recording with. Now, whether that's true, I don't know, but that's written in the research book, so we can assume it's true. Little known about his background, and we shall see why in a couple of seconds' time. Now, his recordings amounted to just four sides, and fortunately, we've got all four, and I absolutely love the guy. In the 1920s, that's when he's really sort of kicked off as a recording artist. He bumped into old Joe Callicott, and they played together as a duo. They only performed on weekends simply because music wasn't their profession. Garfield Akers, he was a sharecropper and a bit of a farmer and a bit of a labourer and all kinds of things. And Joe Callicott, I'm going to draw a veil over that, because if what's written in the research books is true, we really shouldn't be talking about it. There's all kinds of naughty things going on there, but we'll draw a veil over that and we'll forget about it. It's very strange that these two played together as a duo, and they performed on stage as a duo, but they were very rarely billed as Akers and Callicott, simply because, as I just said, they were not professional musicians and they just got together weekends and they performed. But they rarely performed outside of their local area. And the reason for that is, apparently, they considered the Mississippi Delta area far too dangerous for them. Now, I've no idea why. I don't understand what's going on there, because they're certainly blues artists and they're certainly singing that Delta blues genre, as it were. But they considered trotting down to the Mississippi Delta far too dangerous for them, so they didn't do it. Garfield's most popular song, I suppose, is Cottonfield Blues, and that's in two parts, part one, part two. We've got both, and I'm going to play part one for you in a couple of seconds' time. That's a duet with this Joe Callicott. So the two got together in recording studios, and they recorded Cottonfield Blues, part one, part two. The song is based on a song that was performed a lot of years ago, apparently, by a Texas blues musician by the name of Henry Thomas. He recorded that at an earlier date, and then these two grabbed it and they recorded it. Now, little is known about old Garfield, and no matter how much we dig, we can't find out much more than I've just told you about the man. But that's not unusual. That's something that seems to happen all the time with these great artists. We go back in time, and the only thing we can really find out about them is when they were born, when they died, often where they lived, where they worked, where they performed, and that's about it. The background beyond that is either very sketchy, it's tenuous, or it's very difficult to believe in many cases. Cottonfield Blues, well, that's an absolute classic of the blues genre. So let's play a couple of tracks by old Garfield. And needless to say, we're going to start off with Cottonfield Blues.
What are you trying to do? I said, look at you, ma, what are you trying to do? You're gonna make me love you, you're gonna break my heart in two. I said, if you don't want me, what made you want to love? I said, if you didn't want me, mama, what made you want to die? Now the day you quit me, Fair Brown, sugar, that's the day you die. I'd rather see you dead, buried in some type of gold. I'd rather see you dead, mama, buried in some type of gold. And I hear some girl, mama, that she end up you close. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. It was early one morning, just about to break a day. My long brown skin comes and throw me away. Thought my baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. My baby quit me, she done sent my trunk out door. I put the poor boy one in, Lord, he walked in that road. Mama, it's trouble everywhere you go. I said trouble, yeah, mama, it's trouble everywhere you go. And I trouble, yeah, mama, baby, good girl, I don't know.
As we go back through the mists of time, discovering the myths and legends of the blues.
I went to the crossroads, fell down on my knees. I know my God, jump and shout. God, I know my baby, she'll go jump and shout. When the train gets here, I come rolling out. Lord, I tell me what they need, mama, trying to be so kind. Tell me what I need, ma, trying to be so kind. I ain't know you don't love me, you ain't got me on your mind. You ain't got me on your mind. Mm-hmm. You ain't got me on your mind. And it's what it not need of. Baby, try not to be so kind. Try to treat it right. Try to treat it right. But you got with another man and stayed out every day and night. Said I ain't gone down this big road by myself. Said I ain't going down this big road by myself. If I can't get you, my mama, get somebody else. But you want your baby to. What you want your baby to do? Tell I not risk something. Tell it ain't on you.
Garfield Acres are featured artists of the week, and Cottonfield Blues, followed by Jumpin' and Shoutin' Blues. Here's another duo for you to take a listen to. Never heard of these guys at all. This is something completely new to me. This one dropped into the system just this week, and I thought we'd give it a spin. Andrew and Jim Baxter, KC, Railroad Blues.
Long distance phone.
Andrew and Jim Baxter, Railroad Blues. Now then, the gentleman who started me off on the guitar, he'd have been a bit poorly. Roger, we send our best wishes to you and hope you get well soon. But when we were doing my lessons, one track we used to play together, and I absolutely loved it, was Sweet Home Chicago. I don't think I ever got it right. I always seem to make a mess of it halfway through, but I absolutely love playing it with Roger, and I love playing it now. This is Back to 1936, Robert Johnson, Sweet Home Chicago. Track that I always have a place in my heart. I absolutely love playing that with my instructor, my teacher, Roger. It was always great fun and we always got through it and enjoyed it. And when we got to the middle eight, Roger would play a solo and I'd yell out, "Take it away, Roger." Absolutely loved it. Sweet Home Chicago, Robert Johnson. Now this next track, we've got five versions of it in the archive. One is the Rolling Stones, and there's all kinds of versions of this particular track, and I love them all. But this one, this is a bit special. I absolutely adore this one. Back to 1949, Willie Dixon and Little Red Rooster.
I have a little red rooster. now. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. If you see my little red rooster, please drive him home. Every night he's in the barnyard, sit the little red rooster been
Listen as the lady sings the blues. Get your blues track played. Visit our website at www.papa-d.uk.
You just slap your finger, baby,
like a running.
Back to you, on and beneath me. You just slap your finger, I got running. I do a thing, keep back to you. Him, and I lost him. I got a broken heart, you see. I don't care what it's costing. I just got to find my way back in. You just slap your finger, then I got running. Back to you. You know I had him, and I lost him. I got a broken heart, you see. I don't care what it's costing. I just gotta find my way back in. You just slap your finger. Here I come running. I do anything, give back to you. You know I had him, and I lost him. I got a broken heart, you see. I don't hear what this cost me. I just gotta find my way back in. You just slap your finger, here I come running. I do anything, give back to you. You know I had it, and I lost him. I got a broken heart, you see. I don't care what's coming, because if I'm way back in, you just left your finger, girl, I come running. Give back to you.
Ain't that lady got a beautiful voice? Algia May Hinton with us from 1929 through to 2018. She got a beautiful voice. Of course, Piedmont blues artist. Don't we just love them? Fantastic stuff. This is Houston Stackhouse. Cool Water Blues.
Lord, I asked for ooh, and she gave me gasoline.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Absolutely. Houston Stackhouse. This is Dr. Ross. I got something to tell you.
Yes, I got something to tell you, want all my friends to know. You can all save money going to Charlie Cash's store. All in the corner, baby, sell up on that shelf. It's all in the corner, dial up on that shelf. If you do not want it, you can get your money back here. I'm a 27 Cherry Street. Yeah, this is it now, my 27 Cherry Street. You can get good clothes, Dr. Ross, and it fits your knees.
Dr. Ross having a bit of fun, and I got something to tell you. Now, just this week, we acquired a track dated 1922, and when we talk about authentic blues, this thing I'm going to play for you at a future production. I can't play it at the moment because we're in the process of cleaning this thing up, but there's people speaking in the background, there's chairs being dragged across the floor. There's a door being opened and closed, and this poor artist is trying to perform in the middle of it. It is authentic blues, absolutely. 1922. We'll be playing that track in future productions. Look out for that one, and I'll tell you all about it. This is... Oh, no. People keep writing to me and saying, why don't you play a bit more of Doc Boggs? Well, okay then, we will.
Ah, damn it all. Bar room, a corner by the square. The drinks were served as usual. Well, a goodly crowd was there. On the left stood Joe McKenzie, his eyes all bloodshot red. He gazed at the crowd about him. Boys, this is what he said. At the Paint St. James Infirmary, I seen my good gal there. She'd all stretch out on a cold white table. So cold, so sweet, so fair. I may be killed on the ocean, maybe struck by a drinking ball. You can write in life's history that a woman was the cause of it all. Ever die, little woman, won't you bury me? Mama took on right the letters in black. So now I lay my heart working daddy. Great God, won't you please bring it back? I work in these old coal mines, Sundays and all night long, trying to provide for my wife and baby. But now she's took it and gone. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. She's mine wherever she may be. She may travel this whole world over. She'll never find a pal like me. Won't aid in the dice rolling hustlers. For black-headed women sing song. Trim a casket with moonshine whiskey. So can drink while the herd rolls on. Oh, now you've heard my story. I'll take another shot of booze if anybody happens to ask you. You can tell them I got the poker playing blues.
Isn't it dreadful? Doc Boggs and Old Joe's Barroom. I just love the man. His old banjo going, and why not?
You're checked in on the Blues Time Machine. Just the blues talking. Let's get the feeling. Time for the Gospel Blues Track of the Week.
Nesbitt, our gospel blues track of this production. You know, I get carried away and I forget the time, and then I look at the clock and I find we're out of time again. We're at the top of the hour. Such a shame. I wish I could do this for hours. I just love it. I bet you're saying to yourself, I'm so glad you don't. Yeah, I quite understand. We're going to be doing it again next week, and we're going to be riding the old blue time machine. I kind of hope you're going to join us as we go back to the roots of the blues and back to where it all began. But in the meantime, you take very good care now, and please be nice to each other. I'll catch you again next week. Bye just now.
Don't stop. popped out.
Hard to believe it.